So I could ask you, how would you manage this patient or a patient like this if the patient had relapse? But actually, you have a case that kind of is similar to that. So maybe we can hear about your 62-year-old man.
Yeah, so I think one of the more difficult situations we deal with is relapsed refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. So recently I saw a patient in my own clinic who presented with stage 4B diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, where interestingly his disease was largely confined to the abdomen. He had a very large abdominal mass in the mesentery, but it was also invading into the pancreas, and he also had extensive disease eroding into the iliac bone, so locally very aggressive and advanced. He actually pathologically had an ABC subtype of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and he received treatment with our standard, which is 6 cycles of R-CHOP. Unfortunately, although he appeared to be responding at the partway assessment, which I usually do after 3 or 4 cycles, by the time we restaged him after 6 cycles, it was clear that his PET scan was very positive, particularly in that area around the pancreas and the mesenteric mass. And compared to his partway staging CT scan, it appeared to be growing. So he had an initial response that was incomplete. And by the time we got to the end of his 6 cycles, he actually had progressing disease. So this is probably the most difficult patient that we manage, and what we would refer to as primary refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, people that don't even get into an initial complete response. What we do know is that these patients are very difficult to ultimately cure, although he's relatively young and would tolerate intensive therapy. So we went down our usual route of proceeding on to a salvage chemotherapy regimen. There are a number of salvage chemotherapy regimens that can be used. I think the ones people choose tend to depend on their local preference or what they use geographically. In my own clinic, we use GDPR, which is a gemcitabine platinum-based regimen, but R-ICE is frequently used, or R-DHAP, and I would say that all of these regimens are probably equally effective. What we use them for is to try and debulk the patient, try and prove that they have chemosensitive disease, because if they have chemosensitive disease, the goal is still to get them toward an autologous stem cell transplant, which is really the only maneuver that we know that has proven cure capacity in this situation. So for this patient, we went on to give him RGDP, and he had initially some benefit. I would call it a partial benefit, but I hate to say that before he actually made it to transplant, he was already progressing. So demonstrated refractoriness to the salvage therapy.
And what happened?
Yeah, so in the past, my inkling was often to push ahead and try another salvage regimen. But the reality is that we do have data to suggest that once patients fail one salvage regimen, the likelihood that they're going to respond to a second salvage is probably in the range of 5 to 10% at best. So instead of going that route, we actually elected to go ahead and put him on a clinical trial that we have of a novel bispecific antibody in hopes that that might provide him with benefit that we can't seem to accomplish with his chemotherapy and sensitive disease. And he's just started on that clinical trial.